People can expect live performances from four different groups, and those are Hora Romanească, Balkanica Folk, Storm Mountain, and the Doina Choir. They will all perform folk dances and songs by the Doina Choir that are Romanian traditional songs and dances. Is also going to be participatory dance, so folks from the audience will be able to participate in Hora, our dance in a circle, basically, that is traditional. We call it Hora. And also, we're going to have, between the dances, we're going to have presentations and talks about Romanian history related to December 1st, but not only, and as well as Romanian famous people throughout history. So,
well, I know this event that's happening on December 3rd is also a fundraiser for these efforts, and there will be a silent auction, and we mentioned the music and the dancing. I mean, who are you hoping will come out? Is this really just for people who have some type of Romanian connection?
Yes and no. We're definitely spreading the word in the Romanian community, but we're really hoping for not in Romanians to show up, and I'm sure that's going to happen. At the base, all the folk dance groups that I'm a member of, for example, not everybody is Romanian. I think the majority, actually, of them are Americans, or they are either related to Romanians, or but not necessarily. Romania is a one point we're trying to drive, really, that Romania has been on the crossroads between Europe and Asia and Middle East and Russia for centuries, and it's a very rich culture for that reason. And one little known fact really is that Romania is a Latin speaking country, or a Romance language, and that's the Romance language from the Latin language that survived in Eastern Europe throughout the last almost 2,000 years since the Romans conquered the territory of Romania. So, we're trying to really bring up awareness of the Romanian culture and what does it mean to live in that part of the world where we're really unique from that point of view.
So given that it is that crossroads geographically and cultural as well, I mean, is that reflected in the dances and the music that you have from Romania? Do you have different elements that you wouldn't necessarily have in other Eastern European countries?
Absolutely, I believe so. Romania is really pockets of villages that if you note the etymology and the way the houses are built and the way people talk, or in even to the basic, if you're an anthropologist and you study, you really see the influence from other cultures, including the very strong Slavic culture, because all the countries around Romania are of Slavic heritage, but not only. We have influence anyway from the Ottoman Empire that was so influential in Romania, and also the Austrian Empire on the northwest in Transylvania, centuries of occupation under the Austrian Empire. So it's really a melange, a mix of cultures, and with a rich heritage. Romanians are very musical and love to dance and really... I believe that that's how Romanian culture and Romania indeed survived over centuries of being conquered and run over by the larger powers around it.
So outside of this event happening on December 3rd to celebrate the Romanian national holiday, are there other opportunities to see the choir and the dance troupe that really keep Romanian culture alive and vibrant here in Boulder County? Where can people see them?
Yes. So the four groups that participate are the Hora Romanească, and really, we have a Facebook page, and we try to advertise through that, and the opportunity will be there to actually connect, and really, if somebody wants to join our group, we practice in Boulder and Balkanica Folk, and we have a website, balkanicafolk.org. I'm part of both these groups. Balkanica Folk is also on Facebook, and it's really easy to look it up and follow us. Then there's Doina Choir. And of course, if you're there, you can connect directly with us. And there's a lot of people in the Doina Choir that are not Romanian. So anybody who would like to join, I think it's a great group. And Storm Mountain, they've been around forever. They also perform different type of Eastern European and folk dances, but they also know a lot of Romanian folk dance groups. So there will be a great opportunity to connect with these groups. We're always looking for members, dancing is a really great way to disconnect, especially in stressful times like this, like these.
Well, people can also find it more at rafa.org, which is the website for RAFA.
That's correct.
And all of this is happening December 3rd from 12:30 to 3:30 at the Dairy Arts Centre in Boulder. And Radu Popescu, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.